Thank you so very much. It's 5 minutes past the hour, and a wonderful guest is here from Deborah Heart and Lung Center. This is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and it's a program that we've been doing between television and the radio for more than a quarter of a century together. It is a long-standing, amazing partnership that I truly cherish. Christine Carlson Glazer, who holds a lot of credentials, including her master's degree in public health, is the vice president for government and community relations at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Among her responsibilities, she leads federal, state, and local initiatives and programs, including obtaining Deborah's Medicare Dependent Hospital designation from CMS, the operations and branding of Hero Care Connect. And we have visited with Christine in the past about Hero Care Connect. This is amazing. And just sit back and learn about it. It's terrific. Deborah's NFLA Association Partnership, Deborah's Community Health Assessment, and Deborah's Community Health Improvement Plan. Also, Christine has more than 20 years of health policy experience in our beloved Garden State, serves on the Policy Development Committee and Government Relations Officers Committees at the New Jersey Hospital Association. And please join with me in welcoming Christine Carlson Glazer back to the program, because she is no stranger to the program. Welcome back. Good morning.
So glad to be back, Harry. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I remember when we discussed Hero Care. I think it was well before the pandemic even. And it's such an important program. Tell your listeners, what is Hero Care Connect?
Hero Care Connect is a scheduling and navigation concierge program. It's been set up to deal specifically with our active duty and their dependents and our veterans. We have a lot of veterans in our service area here in the central part of the state. So it's really meant to it's really tailored to their individual and special needs, and the insurances that they have can be a bit different and complex. So healthcare can be very complicated. Healthcare sometimes, you know, in the TRICARE world and in the VA world can be even more complicated. So we try to take all that complication away.
Christine, why did the program get started?
So Harry, you know where we're located here in Browns Mills. Mm-hmm. Deborah Heart and Lung Center is about 1.3 miles from the gate of what used to be Camp Dix. So the military has always been part of our community here at Deborah. And there's always been this informal relationship. About 5 years ago, the administration and the leadership here, the board at Deborah, thought about formalizing that relationship and really putting a program around it. And that's where Hero Care Connect was born. And then when we were thinking about it, really want to meet the needs of the veterans in the area. We knew we had, you know, active duty on the base, and there were some changes that happened in the base. They used to have a hospital there, and they used to provide more full service, but that went away, and now they only provide primary care services, which is fantastic, but we really compliment them in that. So that's really where this effort originated. The support of the leadership and the board here has been fantastic.
You are listening to Christine Carlson Glazer, Vice President, Government and Community Affairs at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The program is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and our topic this half hour is Hero Care Connect. I'm a big fan of, and I know you're a big fan of, because you walk the walk, you talk the talk, about collaboration. I always believe that a well-done collaboration, and I think about the Miracle on 34th Street, if it's Macy's and Gimbel's, or it's Deborah Heart and Lung Center and Cooper University Healthcare. What led to the Deborah and Cooper collaboration on this program?
That's a great question, Harry. What really led to it was that, as you know, Deborah Heart and Lung Center, we are a specialty facility. So we provide nationally renowned quality healthcare, you know, in a particular specialty space. But we know we wanted to serve all of the needs of our military, both our active duty and our veterans. And we know that they have needs, medical needs, that we don't offer here. So that led us to seek a partner. And honestly, it's a very natural partnership. Cooper University Healthcare has a longstanding tradition itself in working with the military over the years. They're also our South Jersey Level 1 Trauma Center. They have a Level 2 Pediatric Trauma Center. They have a clinical affiliation with MD Anderson. And a commitment, again, at the highest levels and throughout their organization, to really serve those who have served for us. So it was a natural collaboration, and that helps round out everything that we need. If somebody needs rheumatology, oncology, GI, neurology, we have that priority access to all of those services for our military patients. And that, so we... That makes us full service, and that's really what we wanted to give back, was full service.
Isn't it neat when two entities, two organizations can collaborate in this kind of fashion and do such great work together? I think it's fantastic.
It's fantastic, and it is so rewarding. It is the best part of my job.
And it serves the patient so very well, doesn't it?
It does, and the appreciation is off the charts. The gratification that the team members here receive in helping these patients and solving problems for them and getting them into the services that they need, whether it be they need transportation to get there, whether they need just coordination of services, whether they need help with a VA referral or transfer of medical records. They work hard every day. And they leave here knowing that they made a difference every day, and that's priceless.
From the moment I heard about Hero Care Connect, I just said, wow, this is such a profound program, and I just think it is tremendous. How does Hero Care Connect work?
How it works is it's a hub-and-spoke model. So we operate it, the central part, the heart of the program, if you will, is the patient service center, and that is a toll-free dial-in number. We operate the patient service center here at the Heart and Lung Center, and we have dedicated patient service specialists to answer those calls. These women, I only have women right now, they have tremendous experience in the healthcare field. They all have a personal connection to the military, whether it be that their spouse served and no longer serves, whether they had brothers, sisters, aunts, grandparents that serve in the military. They understand that. They also work with prior deployment during Iran and Iraq, so they have that experience to be able to help on mobilizations and demobilizations. They're a fantastic group. So they answer when someone calls in. The patient service specialist that answers the phone is the person that will walk them through everything that they need. They'll explain if they have questions about how care in the community works, what VA they're affiliated with, what CBOC they might go to. They'll coordinate the referrals, the request for medical records. They'll coordinate appointments to the extent that they have multiple needs to try to get them on the same day. And our goal is always to try to get patients in as quickly as possible for non-routine appointments. Our goal is within 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes that's too quick for a patient, and it doesn't work with their schedule. So whenever we can accommodate their schedule, we feel we've done our job very well.
We are visiting.
Also,
please continue. Sorry for interrupting.
Also, if they need transportation to get to any of those appointments, they will arrange that for them as well.
Quick reset. You're listening to Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. Christine Carlson-Glazer, Vice President of Government and Community Affairs at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. To get us out and running, I actually saved something that I want to put in sort of as just a, I'm impressed by it. I loved it when I learned about it in the past. And what I didn't mention in the introduction of Christine this morning was that you served 3 years as an honorary commander at Joint Base McGuire-Dix in Lakehurst in the Army Support Activities Unit, the Air Force Expeditionary Center, and the Office of the Base Commander and Commander of the 87th Air Base Wing. I think that is cool. I think it's fantastic. What kind of experience? I know this every time you've ever appeared, it's never about you. It's about Deborah, and it's about your patients, and it should be. But I want to ask you, what was that experience like?
You described it perfectly. It's really cool and fantastic, and all in the same breath. It was such an honor for me to be nominated to be part of that program. Because I've grown up and lived and worked in New Jersey all my life, I knew the base was there. I've driven around that base. I've driven by that base to travel to the Jersey Shore. I've driven on that base when my kids were in soccer tournaments. But I didn't really have a true appreciation of what goes on inside those gates and how much those men, women, and families contribute to our economy here in New Jersey, our safety, not just here, but abroad and throughout the world. It's really given me an opportunity, a glimpse into how far they stretch and how much they do. And it's also given me the opportunity to meet those people and those families and really truly appreciate what they give and what they give up. I mean, they move very frequently. Yep. They land in communities. They acclimate to those communities. And they leave such a positive impression, and they keep going, and they do it every day. Their families support them. It's just a remarkable, remarkable experience. Being in the different branches also gave me a glimpse into those specialty services. Our joint base is the only tri-service base in the nation. Mm. So we're very unique in that our military can train in a very different way. Instead of doing just Air Force training and then knowing that you're stopping at this point and you know the next service is picking up, they get to train in, with that continuity. It's a very, very special base. We're very blessed to have it here.
Two quick comments, and then I'll get us back on track. And I appreciate you humoring me for this discussion, because I think it does tie in. My one observation is, because I've had the privilege, not at the level that you served, but I've had the privilege of working very closely with a number of military persons over the past 30 years that we've done this program, which I get blown away every time I think about the fact, because I feel like I'm on probation still. It's gone so fast. But this is what I've learned about our military. One, you had the opportunity, and tell me if this is true, you have an even finer appreciation for our military because of the insight that you have and what you were able to experience that most of us do not. And secondly, what I've also learned about our military community, they are the most grateful people. They cannot thank you enough, and you can't do enough for them. But they can, do you agree with both of those observations?
I do. I absolutely have a finer appreciation, and I feel it was very important for me in running this program. I think it's been very helpful to have that connection. And they are the most genuine and grateful people, some of them that I've ever met. That is absolutely true. What I would say is the only caveat to what you said is that you can't do enough for them. They expect you to do nothing for them.
Exactly.
So when you return a phone call, I remember when we first launched the program, and one of the patient service specialists would get a message and they'd call a veteran back. The veteran was blown away, really, that they received a call back so quickly, that the person spent the time with them. Just that return call was just, they were so grateful for that.
Yeah,
it really made us recognize how little we do for our nation's military and how we need to make up for that.
I want to thank you for unpacking that comment, because that was a clumsy comment for me, and I want to revise and extend that. I think you knew how I meant it, but I want to make sure our listeners know how I meant it. It makes you want to do more because they're so appreciative at such a profound and genuine level. And what I meant by you can't do enough for them, you want to do more, and they don't expect anything. And yet the incredible just attitude and commitment to our country and love of country. It's really incredible. We take only one break during Deborah Heart Lung Center Presents, and it's going to be right now. We're going to come back strong in just a few minutes, about 5 minutes, so we have a chance to just reset, and we'll come back. We have a lot more important content about Hero Connect. with our distinguished guest, Christine Carlson Glaser, Vice President of Government and Community Affairs at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And what I did leave out, because I wanted to say it going into the break, was that Ms. Carlson Glaser now serves as an honorary commander emeritus. So that's forever. You don't have to earn it anymore. You earned it. It's when you're honorary commander emeritus, that is a lifetime title. And that's as a result of her phenomenal dedication and advocacy for Joint Base McGuire Dix Lakehurst. Awesome. And Christine, thank you so much. We didn't talk about that. I was going to bring any of that up. And thank you for doing that. It is 26 minutes past the hour, and as is always the case, Deborah Heart and Lung Center just flies by, always so important and listenable, and today no exception with Christine Carlson Glaser, the distinguished Vice President of Government and Community Affairs at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And every opportunity we have the chance to catch up and visit on air with Christine is a blessing. It's fantastic. And I want to get back to Hero Care Connect, which is the topic of today's program. Should I call you Commander, or would it? I'm just teasing. Sorry. I'm just teasing, Commander.
Christine is
good. I'm only teasing, Commander. Christine, focusing on veterans, does Hero Care Connect compete with the VA hospitals and other services? How do you respond to that, in case anybody's wondering?
Absolutely not. We don't compete with the VA at all. We consider ourselves a collaborator and a partner with the VA in trying to provide the highest quality services to our veteran community. We have a very open communication with the Delaware Veterans Association, with Philadelphia and East Orange, because that's the service area. So we get veterans that are assigned to all of those three. And we work very closely with the senators at all three of those locations. They'll reach out to us when they have a veteran in need. If a veteran calls us and we know that they're affiliated with one of the VAs, we make that reach to make sure that we coordinate the care. So competition, absolutely not. A true partner in this process, with the same focus and dedication to serve our veterans.
So the neat thing is you don't compete, which is beautiful, which means all the services they do, it's not competing for what they do, but you complement in all these other profound ways. So it really is perfect. That's why from the beginning, I've loved this program. And you can tell, Christine, maybe you might want to comment on this. This was launched with great thought, great care, with the collaboration with Deborah and Cooper. So this was rolled out very smartly and in a way to best complement. Would that be a fair comment?
Yes, that's always been our goal. And if that's always been our goal, to be collaborators in this process. The VA, honestly, the demand for the services, they need partners like us to be able to be more responsive. They can't do it all on their own.
Sure. Yeah, there's no turf wars. They love the idea that you're out there.
Yes.
So that's also very important for our folks listening to understand. This is it's a compliment. It's not competition. Who's eligible to use the Hero Connect program? I think that's a very important question for you to address.
Yeah, so the eligibility net is really broad. So we say that anybody who has served, is currently serving, or any dependent or family member of that person can call us up and we will work with them and give them the same level of service. You don't have to have Humana Military. You don't have to have TRICARE. You don't have to have VA insurance. You can be someone who served and is now in your second career life or third career life, and you have commercial insurance or you have Medicare. All of those are welcome. The key is really, are you currently or did you ever serve our country? We want to recognize that and serve you now.
I'm not sure of the answer to this, but I know I'm speaking to the right person who does know the answer to it. Is this benefits for the military person, or does this Hero Care Connect also extend to the veterans' family members, immediate family members?
Ours is really a service that we're providing, and we extend that to the dependents of the military member.
That's fantastic.
So different than the VA, because the VA is an actual benefit plan. That is for the member who served. We are providing a navigation and scheduling service, not the direct medical care. So we broaden that net because we recognize what a commitment those family members and dependents make to allow those active duty and retired veterans to have served us.
So important. And from a geography standpoint, what if you're in another state? How does it work in terms of Hero Connect and geographic areas?
So we have the majority of our patients really do live in our state or in our service area, because we do get patients who come in from Delaware and from the Pennsylvania area. How we can help veterans that are in other areas, sometimes they like to come here for a second opinion. We've had veterans come from other states to have procedures done here at Deborah, and we try to coordinate those with VA, but our primary benefit is really for those that are geographically, located within our service areas, from, I would say, central New Jersey all the way through down to into Philadelphia and Delaware. But we do calls, and we do try to help any veteran across the nation that has calls.
Christine, how can your listeners reach a patient service specialist?
That's an easy one. We have a dedicated telephone line that can call. The patient service specialists are physically here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And that telephone number is toll-free, 866-943-7622.
866-943-7622. That's 866-9-HERO-CARE. Awesome appearance. I just think you're tremendous at what you do. Let me give you an opportunity, Christine, to make a closing comment about Hero Care Connect.
I think if anybody listening to this show today knows someone who is actively serving, who has served, who is a family member that would benefit from us, if you know a hero, tell a hero about Hero Care Connect. I think that's the best way that we can get the word out there to help as many people as we possibly can. I'd like to share with you, Harry, that 2020 was a very challenging year for everyone during COVID. And one of the things we did here when the volume dropped, because people weren't comfortable coming in, they were afraid to come in, we weren't sure. We had prohibition on elective procedures. During that time, our patient service specialists made reach out and well calls to our veterans that they know that they are in regular contact with. And I will say at the end of 2020, we ended up scheduling 2,174 appointments for our active duty and veterans, which was slightly higher than our 2019 number. So I feel like we still were able to serve them in this new world, and I'm grateful for that.
What a great representation on this important program, Hero Care Connect. This has been Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. Christine Carlson-Glaser, the Vice President of Government and Community Affairs at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And again, the number to call where you can reach the patient service specialists, 866-943-7622, 866-943-7622, 866-9-HERO-CARE, on the web at herocareconnect.org. Christine, wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thank you, Harry. It was my pleasure.
Talk again soon. Be well.